Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are already about a third of the way down the page. So the Gemara is going to discuss the Machlokas on Meimar and Rav Ashi and ask on a Meimar, meaning we had a Machlokas yesterday, whether a Goy can be Kone b'Meshicha. So we're going to ask on a Meimar who holds that a Goy can be Kone b'Meshicha. So Meisve asks the Gemara, it says in a Braisa, Halokech Grutaos Minov Dechavim, someone buys pieces of silver from an Ovid Chavim, Ummatza behen Avodas Kochavim, and he finds a piece of actual Avodah Zarah. Im Achalonasan Ma'os Mashach, if he did the Meshicha without yet having paid Yachsir, he could return the Avodah Zarah to the guy because he has not yet acquired it, so he's not chayiv to destroy it. But Im Mishanasan Ma'os Mashach, if he paid and then does the Meshicha, Yolach Liyamamelech, then he's got to take that Avodah Zarah and throw it into the Yamamelech because he can't be Chozer in it after he did a Meshicha. It's an Avodah Zarah of Yisrael now, and now he has to get rid of it. So Yisal Kadaitach, Meshicha Chavim Kona, if Meshicha is a valid form of kinyan for an Ovid Chavim even without money, Amayachzir, why then is he allowed to return it when he did a Meshicha? If he did a Meshicha, the kinyan should be final. Amar Abayim Mishum Demechzi Kimekach Ta'os. When the Bryce says he returns it to a guy, it's not because Meshicha is not Kona, but rather it's because it looks like a Mekach Ta'os, that since the Jew is not interested in buying Avodah Zarah, it turns out that he did a Meshicha on all of these silver pieces, Bitaus, and a kinyan bitaus is not a kinyan, and that's why the mekach is not binding. That's why he's allowed to return the avodah zara. So Amar Rava, Reisha mekach taus, Seifa lav mekach taus. Where in the Reisha it's a mekach taus, but in the Seifa where he already paid money, it's not a mekach taus. He still doesn't want avodah zara. Meaning, if the issue is not about what's a valid form of kinyan and what's not a valid form of kinyan, but the issue is about being a mekach taus, then it shouldn't make a difference what kind of kinyan he did. He should be allowed to return the Avodah Zarah in either case. Elo Amareva Reisha V'Seifa Mekach Taos. In both cases, it's a Mekach Taos. Why then in the Reisha can he return it, and in the Seifa he can't? Reisha de lo yahiv zuze lo mischazi kavod chavim biyad Yisrael. In the case of the Reisha where he hasn't yet paid for it, it does not appear to be like avodah zarah that's owned by a Jew. Seifa de yahiv zuze mischazi kavod chavim biyad Yisrael. Even though it's not really, it appears like avodah zarah biyad Yisrael. And if he were to return it to the guy and the guy would give him money back, it would look like he's selling avodah zarah to a guy. So that's a din midrabanan that we're concerned about. So main point number one, if a Jew buys silver and he finds Avodah Zarah in it, so if he only did a Meshicha, then what? Then he can return the Avodah Zarah. But if he gave money and did a Meshicha, then he cannot return the Avodah Zarah. And this works even if you hold that Meshicha is Kona for a guy. Okay, says Gemara Vayter. Amalei Mar Kshisha B'Reid Rav Chista L'Rav Ashi. Mar Kshisha B'Reid Rav Chista says, Rav Ashi, Tashma, I'll bring a Raya to the Shita of Amemar that Meshicha is Kona for a guy. Because it says in our Mishnah, Hamocha Yena Lovit Chavim, a person sells his wine to an Ovit Chavim, Pasak Ad Shalom Adad, they decide on a price before they measure it out. Dam of mutarim. Then the money that he gets is going to be mutar. But viyam meshicha bavit chavim einakona, if meshicha is not a valid kinyan for an avit chavim, amai dam of mutarim. Why would the money be mutar? The guy who was not yet kona, it's the wine that's nisnasich, is nisnasich biad Yisrael, and should be also for him to receive money for it. So it says, Mar hachamei askinan da'aktim le'dinar. The Mishnah is talking about where the guy gave him a little bit of money before they came to the set price and the measuring. So right away at that moment, the wine was nikna to the guy with a kinyan kesef. So when he's moshech and he's menasech, it's already in his rishos. I hachi, if we're talking about where he was maktim lodinar, ema seifa, why does the seifa go on to say, madadachelo pasak, that if he measured it out before they decided on a price, dama vasurin, the money's going to be asur, vidukadim le dinar, but if he already gave him a dinar, amai dama vasurin, why can't he accept payment for it? The guy was already kona it with kesef, so it already belongs to the guy before it became yayin nesach. Amalei, so he said, Ravash said back to Markashisha Ulididach Darmit Mashiach Bavicham Kona. And according to you, that Mashiach is a valid form of kinyan for an Avichavim, Amai Resha Dam Mutar and the Sefa Dam Vasurin. Why in the Resha is he allowed to take payment and the Sefa not? If the Mashiach is Kona in the Sefa, the Dam of should be Mutar as well, because he was Moshech the Kli, and only afterwards there's a Chashash that he was Nogeya the Yayin, that he touched the wine and was Menasech the Yayin. So either way, it turns out that it was Nisnasech after it's in the Roshos of the Goy. If you hold Mashiach above Chavim is Kona, Ela Mayislach Lemer, what do you have to say in order to explain the chilik between the Resha and the Seifa? Pasak Samchadaite, that once they agreed upon a set price, so then there's a sense of comfort with the transaction, a smichus das, and he wants that Mashiach to be a kinyan. He has das for the Mashiach to be a kinyan. But lo pasak, if they have not yet set a price, lo Samchadaite, he doesn't want his Mashiach to be a kinyan. He doesn't have das to be kona, because he's still concerned that maybe the price is not going to be the right price. And in such a Mashiach will not work. So the wine turns out that when it's nisnaseich, it still belongs to the Jew, and that's why the money is going to be usser. So Rav Ashi concludes his teretz, and he says, just like you have to say that, l'didi nami, according to my shita, how I explain the Mishnah, that he gave him a dinar in advance, aval gav dekadam le'dinar, pasuk samchadayte, lo pasuk lo samchadayte. Even with giving a dinar in advance, maybe only when they have a price that is determined and set and agreed upon, is there a level of comfort. But if it's lo pasak, it's lo samchadayte. He does not have that level of comfort. So Gemara brings another raya, that Mashiach b'yagoy is kona, and asks on Rav Ashi. Amli Ravin Rav Ashi, Toshma, I'll bring you another raya. Domer b'chir barabo, Amar b'yochanan. Ben Noach, Nerag al pachos mishav pruta. Ben Noach is killed for even stealing less than a shavar pruta, and a guy is not chayiv to return a gzela that's pachos mishavar pruta, because the Jew would be mochel on it. But if he doesn't have the ability to be kona by doing a mashicha, how did he steal it? He did a mashicha. He was machnes into his roshos. So why would he be nerag? Nothing happened. He wasn't kona. There's no kinyan geneva. Mishum ditzare liyisol. The reason that he's killed in that case is because he caused anguish to the Jew, not because he made a valid kinyan. Umay lo nitan lishavon, and what does it mean when we say lo nitan lishavon? Te'eno b'toras yishavon, that it's not shayich to return it, because he was never kona it. That's lo nitan lishavon, but wherever it is, it still belongs to the Jew. Ihach, if that's the case, that the guy gets killed because he was mitzayir the Jew, ema seifa, so the end of what Rabbi Yochanan says, it says, b'chavero, if the guy's friend comes, unetala mimenu, and takes it from him, steals it from him, Neragaleha, that guy is going to get killed as well. Well, Bishlam Resha, I understand what Rabbi Yochanan originally says, that he gets killed Mishum Tzare Yisrael El Seifa Mayavit. But in the case of the Seifa, where it's a guy stealing from another guy, why should there be a Chiv Misa if there's no Kinyan? El Shmamina, Mashiach Bavicham Kona Shmamina. So you see from there that a Mashiach is Kona for an Avicham. So the main point over here is we have several rayas whether a Mashiach is or is not Kona for an Avicham. Ultimately, we prove from the Chiyuv Misa of a guy stealing from another guy that Mashiach is Kona B'Ovid Chavim. And along the way, we mentioned that there's no proof from the fact that a guy stealing from another Jew, from a Jew, is Chayiv Misa, because he may not be Chayiv Misa for the act of stealing. He may be Chayiv Misa for the tsar that he caused the Jew on account of his stealing. Okay, we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem will pick up at Ahu Gavra, Be'ezras Hashem, next time.